Find a comfortable spot, either sitting, reclining with your legs up, elevated, lying down, however you're comfortable right now for about 15 minutes, 12 to 15 minutes. And we'll do a benefactor meditation for lipedema. So take a deep breath, exhaling. And another really deep breath, feeling any tension that you're experiencing in your body, just gathering the tension, and in one big exhale, letting it go. And do that a couple of times. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. And now invite into your awareness a benefactor. A benefactor is someone that you've experienced in your life, in whose presence you felt loved, accepted, blessed, cherished, a sense of connection that's felt safe to you. Now, a benefactor isn't necessarily someone who's perfect all the time, but someone who you felt okay with, that you could be who you are. Now, that could be someone, a parent, a sibling, a friend, a neighbor. And it could also be someone in whose presence you felt some kind of lightness, some kind of, you know, I'm okay, this person is okay. And this person, whoever it may be, could be an animal, could be your pet, your cat, your dog, could be a figure, a spiritual figure that is meaningful to you. It could be Buddha or Krishna or Jesus or His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Whoever it is for you that you can connect with and feel safe, loved, and okay about yourself. So bring that person to mind. And if you will, just image that person standing in front of you. Lipedema brings with it not only swelling, fat deposition, pain, bruising. It brings a level of self-judgment. it brings a level of anger, fear, frustration, blame, shame, and probably many that I haven't mentioned yet. But it brings a kind of negativity towards ourselves. And so I invite you to image your benefactor standing in front of you with loving, kind eyes, with an open heart, and with gentle compassion towards you. And all you need to do is allow. Allow this benefactor for this moment to offer to you his or her experience of you. His or her love, acceptance, gentleness, and allow your benefactor, starting at the top of your head, to gaze with a healing and gentle, compassionate gaze from the top of your head, your face, neck, shoulder, arms, your breasts, your torso, your belly, your hips and your butt, and your back. And your thighs. Give your benefactor permission to spend time loving your thighs. And your inner knees, where most of us lippy ladies can get little fat pads. Allow gentle, loving, and tender gaze to melt away the negativity and judgment that you might feel towards yourself. And your knees. And your calves, the front and the back. And your ankles. And your feet. And if there's any place right now in your body that you're carrying any specific feeling of woundedness, allow the gentle acceptance and compassion from your benefactor to melt that judgment. That hold that that emotion might have on you. That compulsion that may go on day after day after day after day. In this moment, allow that love to fill up that space. And if your benefactor had a message for you, what might it be? And what, if anything, would you like to say or do or give to your benefactor? Maybe a simple thank you, an embrace. And thanking your benefactor, allowing him or her to move out of your awareness for now, always knowing you can bring your benefactor back at any moment. Begin to bring into your own awareness that experience so easily given to you. Can you allow that experience to become a part of you now? In this moment. And to bring it into your day, into your night, into your life, and integrate these feelings of love and compassion towards yourself and your body. And your healing process. So when you're ready, take a deep breath. Exhaling. And whenever you're ready, open your eyes and bring your awareness to this present moment.